And welcome to this week's workshop. So today we will be speaking about how it's always been and always will be you for you. Meaning, everything is a mirror for you to awaken. Everything is a mirror for you to choose your God self. Everything is a mirror for you to see what is unconscious, knowing that you have created that unconsciously. However, you can reprogram by choosing differently. Often in our lives, we blame the external and we drop into victim state. But when we understand that it's always you for you, you seemingly against you, but the mirror is only trying to show you what you are reflecting, what you are embodying, what you are choosing to believe. However, we can choose to believe something different. When we see others around us that have a lifestyle, that have an ability, that have things and experiences that we desire, in that moment we can either choose to become jealous, to become envious. That is how we separate ourselves. We see something in our external and we say, I can't have that. I'm jealous of that. I'm envious of that. We say it with our feelings, with our beliefs. But in that moment, if we can wake up, if we can wake up and see that that is just another example of what we're capable of what is truly within us if we choose. See it as a trigger to remind us of our infinite nature, of our possibility. And rather than letting it defeat us, rather than letting it stop us, rather than letting it focus on the negative, the limitations, we choose to be inspired. We choose to admire it. We choose to believe, if I can see this in my external mirror, it is only mirroring to me what is possible for me, what I am capable of. My power is just reflected in another being, but I'm creating everything. In my highest state, I am creating everything. So this is another reminder for me to take my power back, for me to see that example and to know that I can embody that within me. So it's about how I choose to respond. Do I go back to the limited self? Or do I respond as the higher self? The higher self that knows I'm the operant power in my reality. I'm creating everything around me. Any example of a being and its capabilities is just what I can do in my own unique way. So in this moment, I choose to be inspired and know that I can receive these codes I open myself up and receive these codes. And know the potential is within me. And I believe and know I will live out that potential. If I choose to, if that is of my desire. It is about power for versus power over. Power for ourselves and the other versus power over the other. There is a small nuance there. And when we understand the other is also ourselves, there is no need to have power over another, but to see the other and let that amplify our own power. Everything is mirroring back to us, our potentials. What we choose to believe and hone in and focus on, that is what we will create. So focus on the people that you desire to be like. And have power for yourself and power for them versus power over. Power over will always imply a lack. If I need to have power over something, it means that there is a lack. That's why I need that power over. There is a fear there. Versus power for self first, letting that radiate and overflow out, and then power for others. That is abundant. See the other not as competition, but just another reminder of yourself, reminding you your capability. Use the external environment, because it will keep triggering us to remember, to remember, to wake up, to wake up, to become conscious, to become conscious. If we choose to let it, or we can keep playing this game of being asleep, of being unconscious, and moving through the world and being a victim over and over and over again. Everybody is you pushed out. Everybody is you pushed out. What does that mean? It means everybody is reflecting back to you. A part of you.
It makes so much sense to me now why people are getting the most amazing results and so fast in the membership, where people are truly becoming the creators of their life and evolving their money, their career, their relationships, and experiencing inner peace, amazing sleep, self-confidence, connection to God, and feeling really powerful and aligned in their life. Because in the membership, we are speaking into the analytical, logical mind through the workshops and masterminds, so people understand the concepts and they get given the exact steps on the how-to, so they aren't confused and they have a clear understanding and direction, knowing exactly how to apply the knowledge, take action to see actual change in their life, whilst also evolving their subconscious mind, energetic body, self-confidence, self-concept through the repetition and feeling with the identity upgrades and guided meditations. So we are working with the mental, the physical, the energetic, and the spiritual body. So we are having a change completely within and then externally without. I feel so fulfilled to experience so many people changing their lives. And so rapidly as well. You guys surprised me. So I just want to say thank you so much. And I feel so excited and happy every time I get a success story. And I love going on this journey with you.